We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Ayin Hey and Aleph. We are beginning three lines from the top of Ayin Hey and Aleph, beginning of a line. V'tlosa kroye v'truma lamali. That means we have three psukim by truma that teach us that if someone is tameh, he goes to the mikvah, and after he has harav shemesh, which means the evening, he could start eating truma. What are the three psukim? The first pasuk we had before, ish mezera aroin v'tzerua azav v'akadoshim lo'yecha arash yitar. Arash yitar means until he's tahar with harav shemesh. And we learned the pasuk talking about truma. Why it says mezera aron? So we know mezera aron. Who's shava mezera aron? What type of item like truma is everyone can eat? That's pasuk about truma. It's not a pasuk. Pasuk says va'ashemesh v'taher va'achay yechem v'akadoshim. It says you wait till the evening and it becomes tahar va'achay yechem v'akadoshim. That also talking about truma. You know truma is talking about harav shemesh. That's mutter by harav shemesh. You know pasuk about truma. It's pasuk number two. There's a third pasuk that we also had before, Admalois Mei Tahara by Yeledes. It says that Admalois Mei Tahara, and once you finish your days of Tahara, you're allowed to eat kachim, even before you bring the carbon. That's by Truma. So we have three psukim by Truma that Harav Shemesh is enough. B'Shaz, why need all three psukim? So Gemara says Trichi. We need all three psukim. If you only had the pasuk of Ishish Mezer Aroin that says Arash Yitar, Lo Yevedana B'mai, we're not sure. What's the tire process? We know you have to go to mikvah, but what do you need more? Kasar Achmona, Kim Rachach B'sarei B'mayim, Ova Shemesh V'Taher, that you need Va Shemesh, you need Harav Shemesh. Because Rachmona Va Shemesh, if it said Va Shemesh, you would say, Hani Mili La Ba Kapara. There, Harav Shemesh is enough by a type of tumah doesn't need a kapara. But the Ba Kapara, but a type of tumah needs kapara, for example, a Zav, or a mitzayra that's muklet or three rias that needs a kapara, ema adamaisi kapara. Maybe she can't eat truma, he or she cannot eat truma until they bring a kapara. Kasar achmana admalois, the admalois made tahara, even by a lettuce which needs a carbon, still glad to eat truma after the admalois made tahara. So that's why it needs all three. So just say admalois, because I want to admalois, have a mina filled by tvila. You would think, don't say anything about tvila there, you think once you finish 33 days, you can start eating truma, even without a tefillah. Kasar achmana, arash yitar, they need a tefillah as well. Now, so Taisvis speaks out a few more points. Taisvis, the Ramaschal, the E, speaks out a few more nekudos, which combinations. Taisvis says, why can't you say, just say va shemesh, and say admalois. So why do you need arash yitar? So you need it for azara. It says azara for 12 yom. Could just say admalois. The question is that who's the yitayvel? So it says avah shemesh v'tar. So what do you need arash yitar? It says that teaches the lav that a 12 yom is not allowed to eat chuma. And it says also let's just say arash yitar v'admalois. What do you need avah shemesh? So then you would think that maybe arash yitar v'tfila l'chudei with somebody's not a kapara. V'harav shemesh dafka someone needs kapara. Therefore, it says avah shemesh. That even by somebody who's not a bakapara needs a va'ashemesh. You can see all three psukim, either pasuk of arash yitar, or va'ashemesh yitar, and admalois. That's what comes out. You need all three psukim. Zokta Gemara Vayter. Now, the one pasuk that ish mezera aron says v'tzeru azav, we are assuming that is talking about someone who does not need a kapara. And therefore, arash yitar means totally go to the mikveh with harav shemesh. But that was only based that the Zav was talking about a Zav Baal Shtei Riyos and talking about Tzerua that's a Musker and not a Mukhlet. Who is that Mandiyama? That was Tana Rav Yishmael. But now the Gemara says, Lahach Tana, the Palagala, the Bei Rav Yishmael, the Tana argues with Rav Yishmael, the Omar, Bezav Baal Shtei Riyos, that Bezav Baal Shalosh Riyos. There's a Mandiyama who learns a Pasuk with Tzerua Zav, it's Taka talking about someone who is a Mechusa Kapara. We're talking about a Zav of Shloish Riyos and a Mitzarev Mukhlet. So if you Tana, Lach Tana, the Palagla, the Torah Rishmov, Adam Zav al Gimel Riyos, Uv Mitzarev Mukhlet, the Kosov Dabar, if I had asked you to add the Maisa Kapara, means until you bring Kapara, Trey Kroy, but Kachim Lomli. So therefore, if that's true, the Pasik, when it says, Lo Yechal Midak Kachim, the words of the pasuk exactly are by kadoshim lo yoicha arash yitar means until you bring a kapara. And what's kachim? Kachim is kachim, not truma, because truma we know from two other psukim that harav shemesh is enough. So then the question is now why by kachim you need two psukim? But kachim lamali trei krei by kachim lamali. Why do you need two different psukim by kachim? You have one pasuk, but this pasuk here kadoshim lo yoicha arash yitar. Another pasuk says v'chipar lekayim et ha'ira by v'yeledes. Why need those both psukim? Tzricha dikas rakhana v'yeledes. That there you have to wait till you bring a carbon. There it has a lot of days of tumah. Like Rashi says, Shmoinim Yoyim Lachilas Truma Kachim. You can't eat Truma Kachim for 80 days. So there you think that's why you have to wait to bring the kapara. Of a Bazav, which is only 7 days, Emeloi. Because Rachman of a Zav, you'd say, Lahut Mechlala. Right? So Zav doesn't have any kulas. But you led us that has a kula that there's something called Demei Tayar, that you mutat, she's mutat to her husband in those 33 days and those 66 days for Arikeva. So that's a kula. So Emelai, maybe what do you need the kapara in order to be able to eat kachim? Emelai, tricha. That's why you need both shukam by kachim. So kaponim, there's really a shayla. This pasuk, ish mizera aram, with surah azov, bakadosh mloyechal, is talking about shumo, is talking about kachim. Zokta Gemara Vaita. It says in the pasuk, b'mayim yuvav tamayada arav. What do you need that pasuk for? Lomali. L'chayra, Tamei Ad Arav sounds like it's talking about Truma. And this pasuk is actually talking about Kalim. It says, if a sheretz falls, touches a keli, or a beged, or a sack, or called kliash, yasim lacha behem, it says, v'mayim yuva, v'tamei Ad Arav, v'tahar. This pasuk is talking about a keli becoming Tamei. And it says, that's Tamei Ad Arav. So what do you need that pasuk for? Omer Rav Zera. Rav Zera says that this pasuk is coming to teach us l'negia. It's coming to teach us there's an isser of touching Truma before Hair of Shemesh. This pasuk is talking about a Caleb becoming Tameh, and we're teaching us that it becomes, that the loch is, you're not allowed to touch it, even a Tful Yoim, which means they went to the mikvah already, even a Tful Yoim cannot touch the Caleb until they have Hair of Shemesh. And this is talking about a Caleb, and same thing, a person also who's a Tful Yoim. Just like a Caleb that's Tful Yoim until the evening, it can't touch anything. So a person also has an Issa to touch Truma until he has Hair of Shemesh. And that's what this pasuk is teaching us. That's the Mayim Yuva is teaching us that also a Adam Tful Yoim cannot touch Truma. Let's read it inside. The Talmud and a Braisa. The Gemara brings a Braisa that darshins the same type of idea. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, it says in the pasuk Mayim Yuva, v'tomei, the Arev, then it says Vatahir. And we dash in from the word Vatar, it doesn't say Yitar, it's Mashiach, it was Tar the whole time. So Yachal HaKol, Tamal Vatar. Yivatar, Yachal HaKol, Tamal Vatame. Is it Tar HaKol of everything or Tame? What's going on? Okay, it's that Kan LaMaisa, Kan LaTruma. The Braisa teaches us that by Maisa, Shani, so then it's Tak of Vatar after the Mikvah ready. But Vatame Yad Arev, Delagavi Truma, Yatame Yad Arev, so you see this idea that from this pasuk, v'mayim yuva v'tamei ad arev v'taher, the lashon pasuk again is v'mayim yuva v'tamei ad arev. So there, the coming teach us this iser of negia. So we have epach and how you know which one's ma'aser, which is truma. We're saying v'tahar and v'tamei. V'taher is going on ma'aser sheni, and v'tamei is going on truma. How do you know? If I'm starving, keiched the chamira achila the truma achila ma'aser, just like by truma, the. Well, Achila is more chamor, we find before. The Aligabe Achila, you have to wait to have Shemesh, more than Maisa Shani. Hakanami, Chemir, Negiah, Chumah, Negiah, the Maisa. Negiah, the Chumah is more chamor than Negiah, the Maisa. It's more chamor than Negiah, the Maisa. Now, how do we know this pasuk is talking about Negiah? Again, because this pasuk is talking about Akeli. This pasuk is talking about Akeli. Therefore, we know that it's talking about. Because this pasuk Mayim Yuva, which I'll read the whole pasuk again in Lashon, says, but Mayim Yuva, Tamar Avatar, we're talking about Caleb, we're not talking about Negiah. So it's just saying that, what do you need a pasuk there? Terry says, to tell us this is Negiah, even a person who touches Tvol Yoyim cannot touch Shuma. Tvol Yoyim who did not have Harav Shemesh cannot touch Shuma, just like the Caleb can't touch Shuma. The body is saying, Negiah the Shuma Hakanafka. We're looking at Negiah the Shuma from this pasuk. It says in the pasuk, Chal Kodesh Loisiga, and we darish in Azara Loichel. The Brisa says that this word, v'chol kodesh l'siga, should not touch any kodesh. It's referring to achila, referring to achila. And actually, the Gemara 4 said this v'chol kodesh l'siga, kodesh referring to truma. Actually, the kitzah, it's a zara. You should not eat. Yiletus cannot eat truma if she's a tvol yoyim. Ain ela negeya. Maybe means that she can't touch because she's a tvol yoyim. She can't touch truma, which is actually true. But maybe that's the pasuk referring to that lav on that. There's a hekesh. Makesh, kodesh le mikdash. Ma mikdash davishes by nizil shama. Just like v'chol mikdash loy savai is something you chayev karis for. And what do you chayev karis for? If someone himself is tamei, he walks in the base of mikdash, he chayev karis. So mikdash davishes by nizil shama. Af kodesh v'chol sigul davash yes by nizil shama. Something that has nizil shama. Av kodesh davish v'tiel shama. When a gear until shama leka, it's not sad that if you touch him, there's a chi of misa. So a karcha of a kol kodesh leisiga is referring to eating. The high daf goes on a gear. So why say leisiga? Halchkam a gear kachila, teaching us that the gear is kachila, that it's also is in a gear. So a kol kodesh leisiga is teaching us that a tvol yom cannot touch shuma, but the Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk is talking about eating it because it's similar to Mikdash Loisava, that's Chayiv Misa, and only if you eat something with Tumah, you Chayiv Misa, just like when you go into the Beis Mikdash, but touching something would not be something that would not be Chayiv Misa, and therefore Karchach, we're talking about over here a case of a Tumah that's eating something, eating Kachim, but and Tameh is eating Chuma also, that's Chayiv Misa, Lafuke touching it. But with Maisa, since it's used also in Negiah, we see for Negiah. So Frank Taisvis, if this is the Makar for Negiah, so then what do you need the Pasuk of Mayim Yuva with Tameh Darv? We just had before. That Pasuk before teaches us the Negiah, so what do you need two Pesukim for? It's back spell. What do you need this Pasuk? That's Taisvis asks. And Taisvis has different halach in the Gemara because of that. Taisvis is saying that this Gemara is just explaining how do you know that Vitameh and Vitaher on the Pasuk of Mayim Yuva. If one's referring to Truma, one's referring to Maisa. How do you know that Truma is more Chamer? So he said, just like by Kachim, there's an Issa Negia, and with Machmer Negia, like Achila, same thing by Truma, Machmer Negia, Achila. That's how he's learning. It's a whole new terrorism. But Yisrael is not going on teaching us the Issa Negia by Truma, but it's actually teaching us the Issa Negia by Kachim, and therefore we know the Issa Negia by Truma, because the two words of Tara and Tame, one's going on Maisa and one's going on Truma. That's how he learns. So I think more about it. It says in our Mishnah, there's an Isser Petsua Daka Lovi Bakal, it's a pasuk in the Torah, Lovi Petsua Daka Bakal Hashem, that is someone whose Beitzim are crushed and therefore he cannot have children. The halacha is he's not allowed to marry into the Kahal. And Avada, if he's married to a Kohen, if he's a Kohen, he's a Kohen, he's married to a Bas Yisrael, she can't eat Truma. Why? Because she became a Chalola through marriage. It was a marriage that was Aser. But the Mishnah says that if a Tzudaka and a Kriya Shivcha, they themselves could eat Truma and their Avadim could eat Truma. Now, if they were married before they became a Tzudaka and they became a Tzudaka afterwards, and Lo Yada'a, they didn't have beer with their wife after they became a Tzudaka, so the wife stays mutter, stays not a halala, therefore she could eat Truma as well. That's the halacha. But even though now this marriage is set up for Bia Psula, still she's allowed to eat Truma. Who's that man, the Yama? So let's see the Gemara. Man Tana Mishtemeres to Bia Psula, the Raisa, is allowed to eat Truma. Man Tana Mishtemeres to Bia Psula, the Raisa, Achla. Omer Avalaz, the Machlek Ashnu. It's Machlek Ashtanoim. But Avalaz, Rav Shimini. This is going to the laws of Rav Shimini. Hold, there's no problem with Mishtemeres to Bia Psula. We had a Machlek before, Rav Loz, Rav Shimini, and Rav Meir. And if Mishtemeres to Bia Psula is possible, that was a case where someone has Kedushin to one of his psulim, and the shaila was if they could eat. Let's say she's a bas koyin, they should become pasul from truma. And the chagas was if shemeres be a psula pasuls her. So he was saying, going with the man yama holds, or Rav Lezer of Shimon holds, Mr. Maris to be a psula is kosher. That means even though they're set up for a be a psula, because they didn't actually have the bia, they're kosher. So it's going with the man yama. According to Rav Meir, taka, she would not be able to truma. No, I feel to Rav Meir, shani yachas kvar achol. Since here she already started eating, beheter, so she continue eating, and we're not worried about Mr. Maris to be a psula. Rav Eliezer, he holds, he's the one who said, Rav Eliezer said, Mechleges Shnuya, Rav Eliezer, Shekhar Achal Ermin, you don't say that Svar Shekhar Achal. What's the right? You don't say that Svar. The Lord Tema Achal, Bas Yisrael, Shnus is a Koyin, Bas Yisrael is married to a Koyin, no mace, Baila, and her husband died, Taycha Mace, she eat Chuma, Shekhar Achal, she already ate before. So, you see, there's no Svar Shekhar Achal. Rav Yechon says, no, it's not a right, your cash is not a right. You're saying a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Koyin, after the Koyin dies, she's cleaning your Chuma because she ate already. There, Hassan Pakyana, once he died, so his kinyan on her falls off, and she has no way to be eating truma. Hachalai pakiyana. Here the kinyan still here. It's just Mr. Maris be psula. Maybe on that we're makel with the svara of shekvar akla. And some chalikas are here. Amarayim in our Gemara. If the din that a patsua daka could feed her wife, could feed his wife, could feed his wife with truma, even after it comes to a daka, is one man the one is telling chalikas Mr. Maris be psula is possible or not? The other man the says no. Here the kuli alma you'll eat it since shekvar akla.